Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We've got to kind of pull all this stuff together.
Yeah, what a good show.
Well, it was a good show.
What a good
show.
Sort
of different pieces, but if you think about them, they're all connected, right? They're all connected through this idea of the four buckets and the process of retiring.
Correct.
Let's talk about the process of retiring.
Yeah, so that when we're talking about overall process, you got to start with your lifestyle first. And that's the biggest issue why people regret retirement. We're talking to Jamie Golombek at the top part of our show. He basically said, you know, people are regretting retirement. They're coming back to work primarily because of a financial issue. Primarily.
Well half. About half, you said, right? Maybe a little bit more than half was financial. And half, interestingly, was what we talk about, was I'm bored.
Boredom. Yeah. Right? So either way, you need a lifestyle plan.
You need a lifestyle plan.
Right? So that's the starting point. From there, you can now do the number crunching to make sure that what your lifestyle is going to look like is going to be, can you afford it?
Well, think about it. So, I mean, those are two things Jamie was talking about, right? He's talking about a financial plan. I got to make sure that I've got the resources to support the lifestyle in perpetuity with a high probability of success. But he's also talking about the engagement. How do I keep myself out of trouble and engaged and having fun?
Can you believe it? Somebody from a bank is talking about the lifestyle, not just
and
the
an
money?
Accountant. Oh, my God. Oh,
wow, that's crazy. Crazy talk. Who does that? Okay. Anyways, that was a key point because we need to start off with lifestyle.
Yeah.
Crunch the numbers. Make sure you can cover the key thing of can you afford the lifestyle you want.
Right.
That's the first question that people have. The second one that they end up have is about their health.
Right.
Is will I be okay with my health and will my as my health changes, will I have to pay out of pocket? One of the biggest concerns of people as they age is memory loss.
Right.
And so we had a great conversation today with Dr. Susan Vandermoors from
Baycrest.
Yeah. She's a clinical neuropsychologist, and she was talking about that maybe not all memory loss is memory loss. It could be something else like hearing loss.
Right.
So what it is may not be what it is. It could be something different.
Right. And I found interesting the stigma. I guess I never thought about whether there was a stigma to a hearing aid. I mean, they're very small now, but I can tell you that a hearing aid in most cases is going to be an out-of-pocket expense for people, and it's not necessarily an expensive one.
Correct. Now, if you're over the age of 65, Blue Cross has some coverage and
some,
so forth, but you might have to top up,
right?
And it may not just be your regular hearing aid. There might be
There's
some more
different qualities. Yeah.
So yeah, you better speak to a doctor, speak to the professionals, and get those testings done because that is very important to think of all the functionality you need when you have hearing loss, what you give up. And so it's a very important piece. So please, those of you who are listening, please go out and get your testing done for that.
But talk about this, you know, one of the articles that we were reading and something that a process that we talk about often for people is phasing a retirement.
Yeah. So I think one of the hardest things to people to do is just stop working.
Right.
Or just stop doing what they always were doing. I kind of give the analogy of driving down Deerfoot, the Deerfoot Trail, doing 100 kilometers per hour. And then all of a sudden you're like, nah, I don't want to drive anymore. And you throw your car in the park. Something's going to break. Something's going to go wrong. Something could have a big problem. You could get into an accident.
That's right.
Right? Life is kind of like that. You're going 100, doing the things that you do on a regular basis. And then all of a sudden you just stop doing what you're doing.
Right. Now, not everybody has the ability, right? Sometimes our retirement date is chosen for us, and that's a bit of a shock to the system.
Correct.
Okay? But this idea of phasing it in, I think, is really important. And not just from slowing down even in work, but what about between spouses and partners?
Correct. So there's two different types of phases. There's there's one of slowly kind of coming off the Deerfoot on off of a rampway, slowing down, getting onto another road, and then getting into a parking lot and coming to a close or a stop. That's like the phase of your career going from full-time to maybe an open schedule, maybe going into part-time.
Consulting.
Or what have you.
Yeah.
Like that kind of phasing out slowly. So you're still engaged, but maybe getting some financial compensation for it, and you're kind of just slowing your way out of that life, which is one phase. The other type of phased retirement is segmenting between your partner.
Right.
So one retires first, then the other. I think that's a very good idea for many couples because if you both retire at the exact same time, you're both going through that transition period, you're both trying to figure it out, that can cause a lot of problems. One of the biggest concerns when it comes to gray divorce, people over the age of 50 going through a divorce, is that they're trying to figure out what their second phase of life is going to look like, and they may not want to be with that partner. So when they go through when they stagger their retirement, that gives one to able to support the other. And then as that wisdom is collected going through retirement, they share that wisdom with their partner, and that kind of helps.
You use the driving analogy, and just think about it. Anytime there's a massive shock, right, there's a massive change, it creates shock waves, and that's the problem, right? And so retirement can do that. It can do that in a number of different ways. Everybody's got this vision of retirement, and it's a destination for many people, right? They don't understand that that's just part of the journey,
yeah.
Right? It's not a destination, but that if you think about it as a destination, all of a sudden you end up there, you just go, now what?
Yeah, I think we have to redefine what retirement is.
Yeah, when we talk about this.
And I think this is the problem, Dave, that I find that people consider retirement like a destination,
yeah.
And they just say, okay, I want to retire at this age.
Right.
They pick an age. We've been ingrained by generations to pick an age for retirement. And I say retirement should be defined based upon your being able to do what you want when you want to do it.
At the pace you want to do it.
Correct.
Yep.
That's financial freedom.
Right.
That's financial independence.
Right.
And when you get to that kind of a lifestyle, it doesn't matter if you're working 7 days a week or you're working 0 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
If you're financially independent, you can do what you want, when you want, at the pace you want to do it, you're retired.
Yeah.
And you can enjoy it. And then it doesn't have to be a line in the sand saying this is the date and you have a retirement party. I think we got to stop having retirement parties. We got to stop because that's just celebrating what?
Well,
that you're done?
Maybe it's just a good excuse to get together.
Then just have a party. Just say, I want to have a party. That's
such
it.
Such a downer.
I think retirement parties are an end to something.
Right.
Like, you're no longer with this company. Get out. Congratulations. Here's some cake.
Yeah.
Right? But I think it's got to change. It's got to change to, I'm now financially independent. I can choose what I want to do.
Right.
We don't have to celebrate that. We just have to strive for that.
Right. Well, I keep coming back to shocks. When I see it, it's anytime we get big shocks, whether it's a shock in the stock market or you've lost a job or, like you said, you've had the last piece of cake and you're on the way out the door, these are all major transitions and they're shocks to the system, right? So, like any shock, if you can just smooth it out, right, it's a much easier, much more comfortable transition to make, right? And so, we talk about our client base and we see everything. People's dates chosen for them, right? The retirement party, here's the pen and the piece of cake, goodbye. We see consulting. We see people doing it at different paces. We see them all, right? And I personally, okay, no empirical evidence on this, personally see people who have this phased approach have a certainly a better quality initially experience in retirement,
yeah.
Right? You'll eventually settle into something. That's, that's not the issue. But this smoothness, the experience that they have as they move into it as a family, much better if it's phased.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And there are some people, of course, that can do it. I'm not speaking about everybody, but I'm just saying in general terms. That's what I wanted.
There's different types of phases too. There's
yeah.
there's the actual physical out of the career
yeah.
type of phase. There's the staggering
yeah.
between partners. There's also the mental part. Most people mentally check out before they physically
For
check
sure.
out.
100%.
I'm tired. I'm drained. I'm out. We've had, if they change management on me, I'm leaving. If they do this, I'm out. Like they've checked out.
Right.
Business owners check out before they physically check out.
Right.
Right. And that's a big concern for how do you sell your business.
Sure. Valuation and everything. Right.
Because you're mentally checked out and you're not there mentally. That means you're not going to be able to grow that business. So you're selling a business on its way down.
Right.
Which is counterintuitive. But
yeah,
but exactly. I think this is where there's different ways of phasing into retirement. And if you're mentally checking out, if you're mentally done, then start physically phasing out.
Okay.
Right?
I'm gonna ask you for one more time. We've covered this in the show a little bit, but if anybody wasn't listening earlier, I want you to talk about the 31 things just very quickly
really
as
quickly.
An exercise to help people for this phase.
Right. 31 things that you need, that you want to do in retirement. Okay. Do it separately from your partner if you're with somebody. They don't see your list. You don't see their list. At the end of those 31 things, you then sit down with your partner and with our clients. We want them to sit down with us and you start writing all 31 things on the board. You write your list. Your partner writes his or her list. And what you're going to uncover is there's going to be a he list,
mm-hmm.
a she list.
Yep.
And then there's going to be common activities between the two of you. We call that the we list. And then you can start building a program or a 24-month strategy on the things you want to do in retirement.
Yep.
And then you actually can understand what you value. And once you understand what you value in retirement, the quality of retirement just astronomically grows.
talk about structure. We're going to be doing that at our upcoming seminar. Right? How do you put this to work?
Yeah, on February 19th, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Sorry, I said 7 p.m. That one's fully booked. It's 8:30. And we're having sessions left. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go to our website at morethanmoneyradio.com.
And just a reminder that you can access any of our past segments on morethanmoneyradio.com, or you can have them directly delivered to you by searching for More Than Money CHQR on Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodcundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodcundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodcundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.